All right, Jabosei, good evening. Let us begin continuing in our beautiful, beautiful Gemara tonight on Daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Brachos. Mar Braid Ravina, right? Oh, we did Elokai Nitzar?
First wide line?
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So Rava, Basra Tzilisim Rachi. So Rava, when we finish Chavra, I strongly recommend the tea tonight. Excellent. Or you could have some of Chaim's Dr. Diet Pepper. Just don't drink from the bottom, by the way. Use a cup in case anyone else. All right, Singhara says this fellow. Rava Basra Tzilisim Rachi. So Rava, when he would finish going ahead and davening Ishmona Esrei, ultimately again he would say the following tefillah. Elokai, Achelon Atzarti Eini Kedai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before I was created, I wasn't kedai. I wasn't worthy. Va'achshav shenotzarti kilo notzarti. And now that I've been created, it's as if I haven't been created. Shabbosev, this is a very overwhelming statement. So remember again, this reflects the general idea of Noach lo la'adam shalom nivra. That it would have been better for a person to have never been created. Gemara Maseches Shabbos, right? So better for a person to have never been created. So Rabbi went ahead and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know what? Before I was created, I wasn't worthy. And now that I've been created, it would have been better had I never been created. It was a very overwhelming statement. Afar ani b'chayai, I am dust during my lifetime. Kavachomer misasyo, all the more so, how I actually become dust after I die. Harei ani lefanecha, kechli malibusho chlima. Bosho, I stand before you like a utensil, filled with embarrassment and degradation. That I shouldn't sin anymore. And whatever I have sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please erase. Please erase with your infinite compassion, right? With your great compassion. But please don't erase my sins, ultimately again, through suffering, through difficulties, or through sickness. And the Gemara says, by the way, this was also known as the Vidui. This was the confession of Rav Hamnuna Zuti. So we'll say, if this looks familiar, right? It should look familiar, because we say this at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, Yomim Noraim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We add, I mean, there are different nuschos, but this nusach is almost identical to what we say in Yom Noraim. So we'll say it's overwhelming, right? That Rava would say this every day. It's heavy. It's very heavy, right? So it seems to again. And what's interesting, and I don't know the answer to. Like I don't know historically, kind of like when these different tefillos were placed in different places. Like we saw yesterday. So remember again, all of these things began at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. So when it became Brachos Hashem, I don't know when was this appended to the Shmoneh Esrei Yomim Noraim? I don't know, but powerful tefillos. Someone goes right there. Marbrei Dravino, Kevin Masayim Tzalu, Say Amar Hachi. So Marbrei Dravino, when he would finish Shmoneh Esrei, he would say as follows: Elokai Nitzol Shinomira, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please prevent my lips from speaking evil. Usfasai Midaber Mirmo. And go ahead and prevent my lips from speaking deceitfully. V'lim kalalai nafshiti dom. Let my soul be silent to all those who curse me. I was saying, now what does it mean? Let my soul be silent to all those who curse me. Let me find the restraint not to respond. Wow. Right? What a car. I was saying, right? Even when people say things that I don't like, give me the strength. V'lim kalalai, people curse me. Let my soul be silent. I should find self-restraint. We'll say sometimes it's very validating that great people have the same struggles as we regular people, right? Because a lot of us struggle with restraint also, especially in the age of instant communication, right? How often have we gotten ourselves in trouble? Somebody says something, you respond back, and you know, even on WhatsApp where you could erase it afterwards, sometimes saying that deleted message also is incriminating, right? When someone knows that something's been deleted, what did you delete? So interestingly enough, this idea of restraint, this Baruch Hu, give me the koach not to respond. The nafshi ka'afar la kol tihia. And literally again, let my soul be dust to everyone. In other words, we'll say humility. Humility. Let me be a humble person. Psachli b'sara secho. Open my heart with your Torah. Over mitzvosecha terdof nafshi. And ultimately again, my soul will run after your mitzvos. V'satzilenimi pegara umiyetzahara. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please save me from pegara. Save me from evil encounters. Save me from the yetzahara. Umiyisha ra'ah. Save me from an evil woman. Umikol ro'os hamisrakshos lavo la'olam. And save me from all of the evil happenings, all the potential evil things that could unfold in this world. V'chalachoshvim alai ra'ah. Whoever plots, whoever thinks to do evil to me, mehira hafer atzasam, v'kalkal machshavosam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, quickly, right, annul their counsel, and ultimately, again, destroy or mess up their thoughts. Yulu ratzonim refi, v'hagyomni bi lefanecha Hashem tzvi v'gali. So literally, again, the words, the utterances of my mouth should be in accordance with your will. V'hagyomni bi, and ultimately, again, the thoughts of my heart should always be before you. Hashem tzuri v'gali. Hashem is my rock and my redeemer. So we'll say, here it is. Right, that's it. That's our alakain and tsar. With, of course, what we have, we don't have the pegara, yetzahara, or ishara, right? We do have that phrase removed. Although, interestingly enough, ishara doesn't really appear anywhere in davening. But ultimately, again, the yetzahara and pegara occur. We see that earlier on in the Yiratzon after Birchos HaShachar. Okay, so we'll say it's really beautiful. Reb Sheshes. So we'll say, so again, that's the end. That's the end of the sugya of post Shmona Esrei Tfilah. So we'll say, it's just, to me, I always get very excited by these things. And I don't really get out much anyway. But I'm saying, I always get very excited these when you see also like the makar for things, right? That here you see almost every single one of these beautiful tfilos, even though they all started out in Shmona Esrei, or at the end of Shmona Esrei, again, we only use other kind of tzar, but every single one of these tefillos kind of found their place, right? Landed somewhere in our liturgy, which is incredibly beautiful. Let's go back to Rav Sheshes. Kev Yaseh B'tani, so Rav Sheshes, when he was fasting, Basar D'matzli Amar Hachi. So when the fasting, Rav Sheshes would daven, he would add in the following. Ribono Olamim, Master of the Universe. Gadoyu lefanecha, it's clear, it's obvious, right? It's revealed before you. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom, when the beis hamikdash stood, adam chote makrev carbon. So ultimately, again, if a person sinned, what did you do if you sinned? You brought a carbon. Ve'in makrivin mimeno ela chelbo vidamo umiskaperlo. We'll say, now remember again, what do you place when you offer up a carbon? So what has to go on the mizbeach? So we'll say, remember again, the most important part of the carbon is the sprinkling of the blood application, zrika, and the burning of the fats, forbidden fats. That's the ikar. So again, Beis HaMikdash stood, you come in Naveira, you went ahead and you offered up a carbon, and what did you burn on the Mizbeach? Fats and blood. Put a blood, right? V'achshav, yashavti betanios. Now again, I fasted. V'nismait chalbi v'dami. We'll say, now when you fast, what happens? So you burn off some of your body fat, so to speak, and your blood is diminished. The idea being that here I fasted, there's less of me. Yiratzamo fanecha, if shebi yirwela kadosh baruch hu, shiyehei chelbi v'dami shenismait, kilo hikraftiv lefanecha gabe hamizbeach v'tirtzini. So beautiful. But as we'll say, the diminished fat, so to speak, and the diminished blood, that's a result of this fasting, should be as if I put it on the mizbeach, and should affect kapara on my behalf. We'll say it's beautiful. I'll just point out, in general, what's really fascinating to note is the least impactful part of the fast day is not eating and drinking, right? We often make this mistake that we think the ikar of the fast, except for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the ikar of the fast ultimately is abstaining from eating and drinking. But generally, the avod of a fast day is supposed to spark tshuva. That's what a fast day is all about tshuva. So it's so beautiful that here, Rav Sheshes is saying that sometimes, Kadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes, I just, even with a fast day, like, I just don't get my act together. A lot of times in life, I just don't get my act together. And I'm just not doing the things I have to do. I haven't initiated a process of tshuva. But even if I haven't initiated a process of tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I fasted. There's less of me as a result of this fast. That diminution should be counted like a carbon. Such a beautiful way to look at a fast day. Okay. Rabbi Yonasan, we'll say a beautiful Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan. Ki havi misayim sifra. When Rabbi Yochanan would finish learning, right? He finished Sifra. Now, we'll say, remember again, Sifra de Eov. When he would finish the Sefer Eov, he would say the following. We'll see why Dafka after Sefer Eov. Amar Hachi, Sof Adam Lamos, the Sof Peim of the Shechita. Man is destined to die. An animal is destined to slaughter. Bottom line, V'hakol L'misa Heim Omdin. Right, this wasn't the siyum you wanted to get invited to, by the way, right? This was not the, right? So what happened? So this was, and again, I will say, you can understand, it makes sense why this is at the end of Eov. Eov is a heavy sefer. So, you know, Rabbi Yochanan would say, at the end of the day, everything dies. And I will say, you know, it's interesting. Years ago, my family, we used to vacation in New Hampshire. And they're like in the White Mountains. And if you ever, it's not a din in New Hampshire, it's a din in mountains. What's the most overwhelming thing about mountains is they were here long before me and they will be here long after me. You know, nothing is more humbling than realizing that an inanimate object preceded you and outlived you. Right, we often think that we are the center of the universe, but the truth is, our lives are so short within the great continuum of the universe. It's humbling, right? The mountain was here thousands of years before; it'll probably be here thousands of years after me. Right? Of course, the big difference is I have the ability to affect change. The mountain does not. So again, Rabbi Yochanan would say everything ultimately dies. Ashrei misha gadol b'Torah. Well, isn't that beautiful? This is praiseworthy is the person who grew in his Torah, va'amalo b'Torah, and he toiled in Torah, va'osen nachas ruach liotzor, and he gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas. People say, isn't this incredible? What's the goal in life? The goal in life is growth. I should never be the same person today that I was yesterday. Amelos. People say, if you want to grow in spirituality, it requires, people say, there are no life hacks for growth in spirituality. There's no shortcuts. There's not an app. Right, in order to go ahead and grow in ruchnius, a person has to toil, and the goal: give nachas to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The gadol b'shem tov, and a person grew, and ultimately grew into a good name. V'niftar b'shem tov mina olam. And when he left this world, Yabo says, sometimes in life, it's hard to acquire a good name, and you know what else is hard? Maintaining your good name. Right? So we say, praiseworthy is the person who acquires a good name and is able to maintain it until he leaves this world. Va'alav Amar Shlomo, about such a person, Shlomo Melech said, Tov Shem Mishem and Tov. Literally, a good name is better than good oil. V'yom ha'maves miyom hivaldo. And the day of your death, ultimately, again, is better than the day that you were born. So there's much, so again, Abbas said, what does this have to do with Eov? In other words, what's the connection here between this and Eov? So, of course, the simple pshat may be that it's talking about death. Rashi actually points out that's not what it is. Eov was a person who left this world with a shem tov. He left with a good name. So, interestingly enough, that's really the whole essence of what's unfolding over here, the ability to live a life. We'll say, think, these gemaras are gold, right? What's the goal? Learn in Torah, toil in Torah, give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, acquire a good name, but make sure to maintain that good name. It's so incredible. Margalah B'Pumim Rabbi Meir. So I will say Margalah B'Pumim means there was like a jewel in the mouth of Rabbi Meir. In other words, Rabbi Meir used to say something that was gold. It was so beautiful. What did he say? B'chol Gemar, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, Ladas Estrachai, Velishkot al dalte torasi. Listen to this. What did Mary used to say? Mary used to say, learn with all of your heart and all of your soul to know my ways. Apply yourself. So I'm going to say, sometimes part of the challenge we have in Ruchnius is we're not all in. Right? Now, I want to be clear. All in doesn't mean being perfect. But all in also means like, it's like anything in life. I'm committed to something, but being committed doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect. Being committed just means I'm really going to try to expend maximum effort. The problem we often run into our spirituality is, if we're honest, we have a great love and appetite and desire to dabble. I love to dabble, right? I'll do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But that's not where growth comes from. And that's not where success comes from. Right? I may used to say, gummer, learn, right? Grow in your b'chalavavcha. Are you all in? Am I all into Yiddishkeit? Am I all in with all of my heart? Although, again, it doesn't mean I'm perfect. I make many, many mistakes. But Lamais, you ask me where my commitment is? My commitment is absolutely all in. And literally, again, I should plant myself by the doors of Torah. In other words, embed yourself in a lifestyle that is conducive to spiritual growth. That's what I was saying. In other words, if my Torah is when I'm in the base medrash and I'm in front of a sefer, but my lifestyle doesn't reflect those values, then there's no hope for growth because it's my lifestyle that ultimately nourishes all the Torah learning that I have. So you have to plant yourself by the doors of Torah. It goes on, Netzor Torah si b'livecha. Literally, guard my Torah in my heart. V'neged einecha tia yirasi. And ultimately, again, I should have the reverence or the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before me at all times. In other words, I should live in this constant state of God awareness. Shmar picha mikol chet. Guard your mouth from any sin. V'tar v'kadesh atzmecha b'chol ashma. And literally purify and sanctify yourself and avoid all sin. Ashma v'avon. V'ani eye imcha b'chol makom. And if you do all of this, Chesh Baruch Hu says, I'll be with you at all times. And Rabbi say, this is the famous Katzker. You know, the Katzker says, somebody, right, people ask, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Katzker answered, wherever you let him in. In other words, we'll say, the problem is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be with us. You know, Chazal give the mashal, that more than the baby wants to nurse, the mother wants to express the milk. Chesh Baruch Hu is the mother, we're the baby. So we want bracha, we want tzedakus, we want connection. More than we want it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. But I just have to make myself a kli, I have to make myself a utensil that is capable of having this relationship. And so here, Rabbi Meir is telling you, what do you need to do? You need to go ahead and be all in. You need to embed yourself in a lifestyle that is conducive of growth. You have to watch what you talk about. And you have to go ahead and be committed to ultimately purging yourself from sin. If you're able to do these things, all in with commitment, then ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be with you every step of the way. Incredible. Well, that's the one more piece. Margula b'pumay d'rabbanan d'yavna. It was this beautiful Gemara. There was a jewel in the house of the rabbis of Yavne. What do they used to say? They said as follows, Ani beria v'chaveri beria. You know, I am a creation and my friend is a creation. First wide line of the widest lines, Ani melachti be'ir. V'hu melachti b'sadin. I will say, the rabbis of Yavne were comparing themselves to the workers, like to the agricultural workers. So, right, I, the Talmud Chacham, am a creation of Hashem. And my friend, the agricultural worker, is also a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My work is in the city. The city is a reference to the base medrash. And his work is in the field. Ultimately, again, I wake up to go to work in the morning. Talmud Chacham says, where's my work? My office? My office is the base medrash. And ultimately, again, he gets up to go to work in the field. Kishem shehu eno miskader b'malachti, kach ani eno miskader b'malachto. And the same way, ultimately, again, that he doesn't encroach on my work. In other words, he has his lane. He doesn't try to encroach on my work. I don't try to encroach on his work. We have our separate lanes. Here we go. B'shem HaTomar, ani marbe v'hu mamit. But maybe you'll say, the Talmud Chacham, am certainly better than the farm worker. Why? I learn so much more Torah. Right? I learn Torah 11 hours a day, and he learns Torah 20 minutes at night when he comes home. So of course I'm greater. It's not true. Shaninu, echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit, o bevachi chavin libo l'shem. I will say we've learned that whether you learn a lot or whether you learn a little, the ikar is not the quantity. The ikar is the quality. And as long as ultimately, again, your learning of Torah is there for the sole purpose of creating relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of ultimately giving nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether you do a lot or whether you do a little, at the end of the day, you are just as great. And I will say, this is one of the most important gemaras we have in all of Yiddishkeit. Because this gemara is really at the core, we are not an elitist religion, or at least we're not supposed to be an elitist religion. In other words, we don't have this concept that people who learn all the time are better than people who don't. We have this recognition that there are many different roles and responsibilities within Klal Yisrael. And if everybody did the same thing, we'd be in big trouble as a nation. So there are going to be people in the base marriage, there are going to be Talmidei Chachamim, and there are going to be farmers. And as long as the Talmud Chacham is striving to be the best Talmud Chacham, and the farmer is striving to be the best Jewish from Toradik farmer, then they are both just as great. We'll say, is that not incredible? Because sometimes consciously, subconsciously, we think that, you know, if I'm not the guy in the Beis Medrash, you know, he's the holy one, right? How many times? That's for the rabbis. That's for the rabbis, right? Again, there's only one Torah. It's the same Torah for everybody. There's nothing that's just for the rabbis. Nothing, right? In other words, we'll say we're all the same, and that we all have the same potential for greatness. We just actualize it in different ways. So if I'm a Bala boss, I have a job. I do my day job, but I do my day job with honesty and integrity, and I make a Kiddush Hashem in every single thing that I do, and I carve out time to learn, and I'm serious about that learning, and that learning is the focus of my day. That's what I want to get to. And I give tzedakah, and I do chesed, and I care about Klal Yisrael, and I daven with a minyan, and I do all those different things that I'm supposed to do. I'm just as great as that person sitting in the Beis Medrash the whole day, even though he learned 11 hours and I learned 25 minutes. If I'm fulfilling my role, in the particular lane that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for me, as long as I'm executing dutifully and in a committed fashion, I am just as great as someone whose life is fully devoted to spirituality. All right, well, so we'll stop over for tonight. Overwhelming, incredible Gemara. And Meretz Hashem to be continued on Monday. We should really do Sundays.